Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, your bridge to peace, presence, and clarity. Friends, I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Wells, and I'm grateful you're here with me today. You know, last week we talked about finding strength in the midst of the unpredictable. We brought on Horace, who suddenly lost both his legs, and you got to hear an interview with an amazing man on this planet. Okay, today we're going to be building on that. We're going to be talking about something that's a message very real for me, when life brings you the unpredictable. Because some of you know that last week, my mother suddenly fell and broke her hip. Okay, I know there's a lot of baby boomers out there that are in this conversation who are caretaking a parent. And this was just something I did not expect. I just wanted to let you know I've been having to walk my talk and eat my own cooking when it comes to that faith bridge in this past week, okay? Because, Mom, you know, this was something unexpected. I've never walked this before. And in today's show, we're going to be going into how to find those inner tools and step into what's been divinely given to you as far as what's possible for empowerment, for clarity, for peace, even when life throws you a curveball, okay? When life gives you the unexpected, even when you are drained and you are brought down to where you feel like you're pulling your last straw, you can find infinite resources. And we're going to be going into that this week. I've also got something really special. I'm going to be sharing with you a special guest today who is the bringer. She's actually the creator of the music that you hear coming in and out of the show every week. And she's going to be performing as well. You're going to have an experience of how sound can transform your state. Okay? Do you know that science shows that our own state of being, and there's a lot of things that branch out of that tree's roots, okay? Our state of being is the core foundation to some very important things in life. And science has already shown us the relationship between our perspective, our beliefs, our expectations, and our observations, the lens we're seeing through. The bridge between that and what's actually showing up as our personal experience. So this show is a bringer of tools to help you learn how to navigate in a new way, how to navigate in a way that causes you to be aware of and able to change that lens at any moment. Now, last week we worked a little bit with breath. And we showed you how you can bring your nervous system into an altered state, bring the nervous system into a state that we call the parasympathetic state. Think of P, parasympathetic, means peace, all right? And S means stress. So parasympathetic state is your peace state. And the stress state is your sympathetic state. So what we want to do is, when needed, we want to be able to tap into tools that turn your nervous system out of its primal reactivity, out of that fight, flight, or freeze response, and move into a state of deeper ease, flow, and stillness. You know, scriptures say, "Be still and know that I am God." And so let's just start the show today. I know we're going to start by kind of going a little bit more into your physiology and how to tap into intentional states of being so that you can more masterfully navigate your life and you can more masterfully access those frequencies of faith that bring about miracles so that you can be a miracle magnet. And right now, I just want to remind you, last week we worked with the breath, and I just want to join us together right now and just take a breath in. Let's all do that. Whether you're driving, in your office, in your home, cooking in the kitchen, just take a deep breath in your nose and let it out your mouth. Do you know that quickly you can shift the state of your nervous system? and the state of your nervous system is very, very impactful on what you are experiencing in your life. You know, it is said it's not what you do, but how and why you do it. And I'm going to say also, it's not what's going on, but how you're perceiving it and the why you are assigning to it. And if you are perceiving what's going on out of a sense of fear, a lack of clarity, a sense of instability, your experience of life is going to feel much more disjointed than if you can move your nervous system into that more calmed state, that calm state that we just accessed as we took that deep breath. Okay, so we were talking about how your breath, and again, breath, that word respiration comes from the same root word as the word spirit. So imagine that using your breath, your respiration, is a tool to access stillness, to access spirit. Be still and know that I am God. Okay, from that place comes a sense of power, even when we don't have more answers yet. Do you know that you can move into an experience of clarity without your mind even having more information or understanding yet? We can move into a higher level of clarity, whether you're at your job and working to get answers about your next steps with what your role is in your workplace, or you're helping someone else in your job and you need to navigate and assist them to navigate to new steps in their decision-making process, or you've got issues you're working with at home, your family, your kids, your spouse. We have many opportunities in life where we can either be reacting and coming from that place of disempowerment and doubt and that wobbly frequency of your nervous system being in the sympathetic mode, the stress mode, the fight or flight mode, or moving into that place of peace. Okay? So in today's show, we're going to be moving into more understanding and experiences of what it means to be in that place of peace unconditionally. Again, this week I had a lot of opportunities to call in on that with a mother who broke her hip. I've been in the hospital a lot of the time in the last week with a lot of unexpected events taking on, which I needed to be able to find that peace, to find that power. Sometimes we don't have the answers. Now, we're going to take a break in a minute, and I want to tell you that I'm going to share you the body processes, how we work with sudden change, and why calming the nervous system is the first step to clarity. We're going to take a 2.5-minute break, so I want you to stay with me and remember that today we're going to be moving into an experience of sound that could change your state and change your life.
Science reveals, Scripture breathes, and Dr. Leslie guides the journey. We'll be right back with more of the Dr. Leslie Show, only on WSIC.
Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, and last week we talked about strength. This week we're talking about trust, because once the initial shock passes, whether it's a fall, a diagnosis, a loss, or a sudden responsibility, the real work begins inside, and I've really been living that this week. So I just want to help share with you what's been working for me and the technology of faith. All right. So what I wanted to do today is to help also bridge our teachings with scripture and science. This is where those two things agree. Now, there are a number of things that have a direct path into your nervous system, which means a direct path into your state, your inner state. Okay. One of them is sound. Think about your senses, folks. I want to say that your doorways to your nervous system, and that means your doorways to accessing control over your level of consciousness and your experience of life, they come through what we call the five sense doors. So think about your senses. You have the sense of touch. You have the sense of smell. You have the sense of hearing sound. You have the sense of taste. And you have the sense of sight. Okay? So those five doors, your sensory perceptions, are direct pathways into your nervous system. And today we're going to be exploring a bit about that sense of hearing sound and how you can use sound to be one of those amazing, powerful tools to shift your state in a way that bypasses the mind. It goes right through and beyond your circumstances and can help raise you to a higher state. Now, there's a number of scriptures about this in the Bible. We're going to talk about a minute where those scriptures are. So one of them is 1 Samuel 16:23. This is an example where David played the harp and Saul's torment eased, okay? Music calms the mind and restores the inner state. Then there's one that says, bring me a musician. When the music played, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. That's 2 Kings 3:15. Did you know that music can open your receptivity to divine guidance? Music can open your heart. Music can help take you places that nothing else can, and it can do it in a second. You don't have to understand it. Just allow the sounds to carry you to that place. Now, did you know that science also helps us understand this relationship between the seen and the unseen, and actually how our own mind and focus relates to our true experience of life? Albert Einstein said that matter is energy organized into form. The spiritual parallel is the Word became flesh. Now, what we're talking about here is that we are living in an energetic world. We are made up, and you know, most people are already aware of how our tissues, our cells are made of molecules. And those molecules are made of atoms. And those atoms are made of subatomic particles. And when we get down that deep, we're looking at mostly empty space, waves that are flowing, and when we observe those energetic waves, they lock in to particles, and that is how we actually collapse a potential into a reality in our world. So the way we're observing, the state that we're in, when we start to look upon, and I'm saying look upon metaphorically, when we start to perceive what it is we're experiencing in life, what we're seeing, what we're hearing, what we're smelling, what we're tasting, what we're touching. We are energy translators, and our senses are taking in data and translating it into an experience. Now, how that translation ends up showing up is very much dependent on our baseline of how we're perceiving, the lens we are looking through. So if we're looking through a lens of fear and an expectation of life being a scary place and of life happening to me instead of flowing with me or life supporting me, even when we don't have the answers in our mind, we have a greater sense of trust. And a greater sense of trust is what translates into faith. And faith is what translates into what we could perceive as miracles. Okay, this is where we go into all the examples of faith being taught in the Bible as the foundation for having a miracle come true. When Jesus brought about healings, he would ask people, "Do you believe? Do you believe this can happen for you? Do you believe that I can heal you?" It's a basis of belief and a foundation of trust, of surrender, of needing to have all the answers. Well, I want to believe, but prove it to me first. Okay, I want to trust this situation, but there's way too many unknowns. And by the way, life just turned sideways when I didn't expect it to. Mom just fell, and now I'm suddenly feeling the responsibility of what's going to happen next with this beloved. Okay? And I don't know. This is new for me. This is a new experience. So where in your life has something happened unexpectedly and you don't have a historical training ground to stand on? Folks, that is when we've got to take hold of the steering wheel, grab hold of the reins of life, and intentionally intend to move from fear into faith, even when we don't understand. That means changing the lens of I don't know and I'm scared to I don't know and I choose to trust. I'm going to tell my nervous system all is going to be okay because life happens with me. Life happens for me. Life happens in a way that's all going to work out for my good. And I'm going to trust that process. Now, when we do that, we end up shifting the pathway that we're going to experience life through. Okay? And today, we're going to learn how sound can be an avenue to shifting pathways. We're going to be talking about how music bypasses the thinking mind and how it speaks directly to the nervous system. How music and sound can bring us back into rhythm, just like it did when David played the harp. It brought the king into ease when he was feeling like life was chaotic. It tamed the wild beast within. You ever feel like that wild beast has taken over and you don't even have control of those thoughts? Music can be that gift that moves you back into rhythm when life feels chaotic and moves you back into ease and out of that turbulent response that fear leads into. Did you know that even anger and hatred and aggression have their roots in the seeds of fear? When we are walking in a path of faith, we have much more access to love because we don't have fear that causes the separation between us and that which we don't understand. Friends, do you notice that in today's world, there's a lot of division and people are feeling sometimes aggression or even hatred and anger towards people who have a different perspective than their own? Isn't that interesting? Do you know, in Jesus' day, there was a rift between the Israelites and the Samaritans. Jesus was from Nazareth. And, you know, there's a story about the Good Samaritan who actually reached over to someone that traditionally his people were prejudiced against. And he overrode his tradition and the teachings of his culture to reach out and love someone even though they weren't in alignment with his culture. And that's the story we know of as the Good Samaritan. So can I tell you that when you are able to shift your lens to trust what you don't understand, to actually look for commonality between you and those who you know don't come from the same thinking world that you do, when you begin to feel like maybe we have some things in common, even though I don't like what their story is about life and it's different than mine, you actually bring yourself into a higher state of peace. Do you know that when you're feeling division and judgment against those who are not in the same political party that you've put yourself in, or those who are in a different religious belief system than you have selected for yourself, you actually make yourself less happy. You actually put a weight and burden on yourself. And when we move into a knowing that somehow underneath it all, we've got things in common. You know, there is a teaching in the Eastern traditions in the meditations of Vipassana and Anapana where we say, all are my friends and none are my enemies. So when we return, you're going to meet Dina Baker, and we're going to talk about how music can become an anchor of peace when life feels uncertain, when we feel separated, and when we're a long way from feeling like all are my friends. Peace and connection can come through that sound. Now we're going to take a 4.5 minute break. Stay with us, and we'll go into that experience when we come back.
Science reveals, Scripture breathes, and Dr. Leslie guides the journey. We'll be right back with more of The Dr. Leslie Show, only on WSIC.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to peace and clarity. Friends, I wanted to let you know that today's show is brought to you in part by Let It Glow LLC, your local experts in custom Christmas light installation. If you want your home to shine bright this season or next year without climbing ladders or lighting with fighting with tangled lights, then Let It Glow has you covered. They design, install, maintain, and remove everything for you so you can simply enjoy the magic. Here's the number. It's 919-594-3807. Again, 919-594-3807 to schedule your holiday lighting and let your home glow this Christmas, or let them know you want to be set up in advance for next year so you don't have to think about it. You've got it on the calendar. They've got beautiful lights on my house this year, and it just lifts my heart. All righty, we're welcoming back into the segment where we are going to bring on our guest for today and a very beautifully gifted and talented musician, Dina Baker. Okay, I wanted to remind you again that we were talking about how music creates a space for calm and reflection and trust. Remember, we are actually navigating in a world that is changeable by our perspective, okay? By the state that we are in, we can actually influence not just our attitude about what's happening, we can actually move into a place where life starts flowing differently for us. Okay, I'm not just saying that. I'm not just making that up. The scriptures talk about this and are inviting us to actually align with sound. So we said Psalms 33:3 says, sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Did you know that if you tune in to the right sounds and music, they can bring you immediately into joy? Or into peace, into calm, or into trust. Okay? Psalms 150 says, praise him with strings, cymbals, and breath. So we've already been experiencing what it means and how we can change our state when we tap into our breath and focus on it. But today, I want you to meet someone who is a vessel of sound that can change your state in a moment. Okay, this is Dina Baker. I want to welcome you, Dina. I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you so much for coming.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
So, Dina, in moments of sudden change or uncertainty, why do you think music has such a powerful calming effect on the body and on the heart? And I'm saying that with that sense of kind of heart coherence, heart-mind coherence, to where we move into a state where our mind, our nervous system, and our heart move into ease and flow together. Why does that happen?
I feel like it's a natural occurrence. Even before you start singing at times or expressing through the voice, when we're going through certain things in life, how many times have you been in a circumstance and you want to let out an exhale and you're just in that moment going, ah. And if you expand upon that and you let the voice further elaborate, ah, it does bring a relief. And I feel that in times maybe when our words cannot express it. That sound alone can.
Wow. That's interesting. First thing that comes to my mind is infants and how infants who don't even have words express their state through sound, and we know exactly.
Yes, we do.
You know, and I don't even mean just exactly. We know instinctively, it's like we're programmed to know that that sound means distress and I need to run and help with something.
Yes.
Or that sound means impatience or frustration is leading to something else. Y'all know what? My dog even does that. My dog makes sounds that indicate to me what his state of being is. Now, when you're talking about how when your breath moves through and then you actually take it a step further and let sound move through with it, it has an effect on you as you're releasing that sound. Is this how you started kind of moving into having your experience of sound come through you? Was it for your own sense of, hey, that feels good?
It was. I feel like it was a combination. But when the sound started coming into existence, I'll say, I was also going through a lot of life challenges. And just as you've been sharing today of things that you've been going through, I was also going through experiences just like we all do. And I feel from looking for a way of expression, again, sometimes when words cannot meet it, I feel like sound, music always finds a way in there to help with the expression. And so in those moments of even being alone and wanting to just let out the exhale, the sigh, and then taking it a step further and just trusting of the emotion and that the energy of the emotion that would want to come through, and then noticing how much better I would feel of just allowing that to express, and almost moving past the mind. When you get tired of talking about the situation, your voice is able to express in that different way, and it does bring you to an elevated place and a relief point.
Wow, that's beautiful. So friends, I'm going to let you in on a little something that I know and I want you to know too. Dina actually helps people access what she's describing here. You actually help people learn how to work with their breath, sound, and even open up their voice to have sounds that turn into music and expression like you're describing come through them. Now, is that just a cathartic release, or does it bring about more changes? What's the outcome if you're talking about this different than just being a musical performer, but learning how to use sound and song through you as something that's therapeutic for you?
I feel the ultimate goal is always to feel better. In any situation, what do we find ourselves thinking or saying? I just want to feel better. I just want to feel good. So ultimately, I feel with that being the end goal, that you work with and through yourself with the voice. And I do help people go to that level where they actually allow themselves to express. Many that I work with in childhood, we were talking about the infant, right? And then as we grow and mature and we are taught certain things about our voice, and maybe you should be quiet and you're too loud and don't say that. So it's a multi-experience of tapping into your voice with your expression and being able to vocalize deeper levels of emotions and feelings. And ultimately, it does bring relief for people. And they always say that they feel better in the end.
Can I share, friends, what I know through my research and my career of working with people? We all do everything we do with a desire to feel better. We do.
Yes.
We do self-sacrificial things. We help support others because it makes us feel better than if we didn't. Okay, if we felt worse, we wouldn't do it. And, you know, we follow the rules if we follow the rules because we feel like we're going to feel better when we follow those rules. We break rules if we break rules because we think we're going to feel better by doing that. But we buy things, we do things, we make our choices in life. We're wired to want to feel better. And as we do that, we tend to be evolving, okay? Now, yes. In the next segment, you guys, we're going to have an actual experience of this sound. But first, we're going to talk a little more, not just about what it means to bring the sound through and the gift of that, but to receive the sound, have that sound of specific frequencies that even beyond the conscious mind land in our ears, and how that can help rewire us on the inside receiving those sounds. Like King Saul, who had David playing that harp and felt lifted. So folks, stay tuned with us. We're going to take another little break, and we're going to be back in about 2.5 minutes, and you're going to get to have that science reveals experience.
Breathes, and Dr. Leslie guides the journey. We'll be right back with more of The Dr. Leslie Show, only on WSIC.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Leslie. This week has reminded me that trust is something that we need in our greatest times of upheaval. And that's the hardest time to get it to, can I tell you? You know why? Because our nervous system automatically, you know, we're wired for survival. And when life throws a curveball and it's not what we expected, our natural response, your nervous system, don't blame yourself, your nervous system is wired to go into that state of survival. When the unpredictable comes at you and you don't have the answers, your automatic feeling naturally is to feel like, I don't have any control, life is working against me, and I'm scared, so I need to fight or fly away. I need to run or fight with what's happening, okay? Now, you can choose to override that lower instinctive response, it's like an animal response, and move into your higher state where you can bring in regulation, presence, and grace. And that's when you become the miracle maker. That's when you move into life flowing with you and you feel like ultimately the director of that orchestra where those musicians are watching and moving as you guide, as you direct, as you prompt. Life can move into flow like that, but we first have to create that flow inside ourselves. And the challenge is to do that without having understanding of what's going to happen next. Even when we're living in the unknown, move into feeling like I can be friends with the mystery. I can trust. A man named Neville Goddard would say, be loyal to the unseen. Be loyal to the unseen. This is where we get to that definition of faith in scriptures that says faith is the evidence, okay, the evidence of things that are not seen. So we have to imagine something blessed coming through when we don't see any material evidence of that yet. This is even what the foundations of positive thinking, the power of positive thinking are based upon. That's not just theoretical. Science supports it now, and it works right in with the understandings of the powers of faith. So, friends, what we're going to do now is move back into that conversation with Dina Baker, who's going to be sharing her gifts with us today, and bringing us into an actual experience, okay? Dina, welcome back.
Hi, Leslie.
So thanks for being here. What we want to do is kind of prep for not just, we've talked about the blessings of bringing sounds through. Now we want to move into receivership. I know that you are a tuned instrument that brings through sound that recalibrates the energetic field, that recalibrates the mind, that helps ease the nervous system like David's harp. Can you just give us a word or two about that? And then I just want to go into an experience today. Y'all, let's stop talking about it and just get in there and do it, huh?
a few words to say. Just be with the sounds. Be with it. Soak them up. Like, listen to the sounds when your mind wants to think about your grocery list or your mom or your baby or whatever other things need to be done. Just tune back into the sound and not have any judgment about it, about your mind wandering, I will say.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So, Dina, is it possible for you to give us a little experience right here live in the studio today? Can you bring through some sound that where our friends on the airwaves with us now can have an experience of what sound can do to the nervous system and to your state of mind and spirit?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
All right, folks, just be like a sponge. You might want to turn your palms up if you're able to do that and just let Dina bring through a little bit of sound for you today.
Ooh,
so friends, we're not even going to bring you too much into your mind as we close out today. I just want you to allow for that gift to be absorbed right into the cells of your body and know that all is well, okay? Just let the invisible minister to you now beyond your circumstances in life, beyond what your body mind believes it perceives that might be a threat. Just allow your nervous system to tune into those heavenly sounds and remind you that you are supported. Dina, where can people find you online?
They can find me at soundbodyawakenings.com.
Awesome. Soundbodyawakenings.com for more of the gifts that Dina Baker is bringing. So, folks, next week, we're going to tap into why do I believe but still feel anxious? We're going to tap into how you can move into a feeling state that's at that higher place along with your mind state. Like you might be saying, I'm choosing these thoughts. I'm choosing to believe for the miracle. I'm choosing to stand on those foundations that I know are in scriptures, that I know have been shown to me, that I know I want to be my reality, but what I'm feeling is not a match to that. So notice how your feelings changed as Dina was bringing these sounds through. Next week, we're going to go into more of what those tools are to help the feeling state. And did you know that the feeling state is more your truth than the thought state? Okay, sometimes thoughts can move to change feelings, but a lot of times feelings can change your thoughts and bring you out of what you're aiming for. So we're going to learn how to move into more mastery of how I feel right now. Dina, can we talk for just a moment about what it means to be healed or brought into a higher state by hearing and receiving attuned sounds? What are the best outcomes people can expect when they engage with the types of healing sounds that you bring through? What does it do?
When you were mentioning about the parasympathetic nervous system, it can bring balance to the nervous system, or I'm sorry, more so removing you from the sympathetic state, which is in the overdrive.
Mm-hmm. That stress sympathetic state.
Uh-huh. Yes. So ultimately, scientifically, it would be returning your body and back to homeostasis, bringing it back into harmony where you've been in disharmony, bringing it back into resonance where there's been dissonance. And of course, we know the benefits of when stress is reduced. So potentially you could have better sleep. You could have better conversations with your significant other, with family, with coworkers. You can what I was referring to before, you just feel better for the most simplistic way of putting that into any type of terms. Mm-hmm. And you will feel relieved. How many times do people walk around saying they just feel like they have a weight on their shoulders? So that weight can also be removed.
Beautiful, beautiful. So when you said you just feel better, what it was reminding me of is the better we feel, the easier it is to feel better about others and to feel better about circumstances. So the better we feel, the easier it is to love. Okay, when we feel good, we can move out of that aggressive, armored disconnect from others, so we can move into more harmony and relationship with others, with our family, with life itself. That's really beautiful. And Dina, you were saying how people move out of a state of stress, and I just want to remind folks that the Center for Disease Control tells us that over 97% of illness has some link to stress in the body. So folks, if you want to heal, and next week we're going to talk a bit about my spontaneous healing from cancer and let you know more about that story and how healing can be accessed in unconventional ways. We'll talk about that next week. So folks, I just want to remind you that we're here for you every week to help give you tools. You can find me online at faithconsciousness.com. And as we move into closing for today, I want you to take another deep breath with me. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Imagine that all are my friends. None are my enemies. This is Dr. Leslie with the Dr. Leslie Show, reminding you that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved, and all is well. Walk sacred.
Holiday season with us. You can hear this full episode plus previous ones on the WSIC News app. WSIC, local, starts here.
WSIC, 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.